Lehet, hogy Maharaj is spoken about the word of sin.
Miután Maharaj beszélt, nem tudom, mit mondtál nekünk.
Lord Chaitanya spoke to Sanatana Goswami.
Lord Chaitanya azt mondta Sanatana Goswaminek.
And he was describing the power and the glory of God.
Leírta Istennek a hatalmát és dicsőségét.
He was describing the achincha or the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Lord.
Leírta az Úr achincha, vagyis felfoghatatlan energiáját.
And by that description, great sentiments for Krishna became stimulated in his heart.
És ennek leírásával a Krishna iránti nagy érzelmek nyilvánultak meg a szívében.
Then he became uncontrolled.
És aztán kontrollálatlan lett, szabadulhatatlan.
Then he started speaking about Krishna to Sanatana.
És Krishna elkezdett beszélni Sanatana.
Nem. Krishnáról beszélt Sanatana.
Krishnáról beszélt Sanatana.
He was saying that Krishna is a very beautiful person.
Azt mondta, hogy Krishna egy nagyon csodálatos személy.
He was saying that Krishna's complexion is very dark blue, shama.
Azt mondta, hogy a Krishnának a testszíne nagyon sötétes kék.
She said that Krishna appears like dark rain clouds.
Azt mondta, hogy jelenik meg Krishna, mint a sötét esőfelhők.
And he showers his love upon the gopis of Vrindavan.
És a vrindavani gópikra zárpadozza a szeretetét.
So he said the gopis, they appear like wheat that has been scorched by the sun.
És a gopik olyanok, mint a búza, amit megperzselt a nap.
And the rains of Krishna's love, it nourishes the gopis in their scorched condition.
És a Krishna által az útizott eső a gópikat esőfart.
In their burning condition.
Az ő égető helyzetükben enyhíti a helyzetüket.
They're burning with the intense desire to be with Krishna and to serve him.
Ők égnek attól a intenzív vágytól, hogy Krishnával legyenek és szolgálják őt.
He describes that Lord Krishna is wearing a beautiful peacock feather in his hair.
Leírja, hogy Krishnának van egy gyönyörű pálvatoll a fején.
Bhagavatam says, Varaha Pitam, nice fan of peacock.
Bhagavatam úgy írja le, hogy nagyon szép pálvatoll legyező.
Lord Chaitanya says that Lord Krishna's peacock fan looks like the beautiful rainbow in the sky.
És ez a csodálatos pálvatoll legyező úgy néz ki, mint egy szivárvány az égen.
He says that the string of pearls upon Krishna's neck, it is looking like a beautiful row of swans.
És az a nyaktánc, ami gyémántok.
Swans.
Nyaklánc.
A nyaklánca úgy néz ki, mint a hattyúknak a sora.
He has said that Krishna is such a beautiful person.
Azt mondja, Krishna egy olyan gyönyörű személy.
That his beauty is compared to the moon.
Hogy a szépségét a holdhoz lehet hasonlítani.
Not that his beauty is compared to one moon.
Nem, hogy egy holdhoz lehet hasonlítani.
He says that Krishna's beauty can be compared only to 24 and a half full moons.
Hanem azt mondja, hogy 24 és fél teli holdhoz lehet hasonlítani.
He says that Krishna's eyes are like full moons.
Azt mondja, Krishna szemei olyanok, mint a teli holdak.
Krishna's beautiful cheeks, they are like full moons.
Csodálatos orcái olyanok, mint a teli holdak.
Krishna's 10 fingernails, they are like full moons.
A 10 köröm az ujjai olyanok, mint a teli holdak.
Krishna's 10 toenails, they are like full moons.
A 10 körm a lábán olyanok, mint 10 teli hold.
He says Krishna's forehead, that is like half of a full moon.
És Krishna-nak a homlok olyan, mint egy fél teli hold.
He has said that Krishna is the Aprakita Madan.
Azt mondta, hogy Krishna Aprakita Madan.
That he is the transcendental Cupidon.
Ő a transzendentális Cupidon.
He says that this Cupidon, he is quite a dangerous personality.
Azt mondta, hogy ez a transzendentális Cupidon nagyon veszélyes személy.
Because he cannot be seen.
Nem lehet látni.
He says that this Cupidon, he has arrows like the Cupidon of this world.
És vannak nyilai, mint a evilági Cupidonnak.
But that Cupidon, his arrows are made of flowers.
De ezek a nyilak virágokból vannak.
Just like when we were recently in Vrindavan.
Nemrég Vrindavanban voltunk.
Now is the jasmine season.
Most van a jasmin éjszaka.
And now in Vrindavan you get these very, very thick garlands of bela.
És Vrindavanban vannak nagyon vastag
bela.
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 Not Hungarian bela. Not Bela Lugosi. But white jasmine.
Fehér jasmine.
And Krishna, he uses this transcendental Cupid. He uses bows that are made out of bela and chameli and juti and champa, different beautiful flowers.
És Krishna-nak a nyilában ezek a különböző fajta virágok.
And that Aprakrita Madan, he fires those arrows within the heart of his sincere, pure devotees.
És Krishna ezt a nyilát az őszinte, tiszta baktáinak a szívébe lövi.
When the Aprakrita Madan fires his arrows within the heart,
amikor Aprakrita Madan a szívben lövi a nyilát,
the heart and the senses become stimulated for material sense gratification.
Akkor a szív és az érzékek megszabadulnak az anyagi érzékelégítésre.
But when the transcendental...
Nem, fordítom, amikor a Prakrita Madan, akkor érzékelégítés.
Tehát amikor a Prakrita Madan növi a nyilát, akkor az érzékelégítésre törekszik az élőlény.
But when the Prakrita Madan fires his arrows within the hearts of his devotees, then our senses become wildly stimulated to engage in the loving service of Sri Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya says, beware. Because you can't see him. He specifically says that he is Ananga.
Ő maga mondta, hogy ő Ananga.
Now that Ananga, it can mean different things.
Ez az Ananga, az különböző dolgokat jelenthet.
Anga naturally means limbs.
Az Anga azt jelenti, hogy testrész.
And Ananga, it means without limbs.
Az Ananga azt jelenti, hogy testrészek nélküli.
So one might say, oh, he is invisible.
És akkor valaki azt mondhatja, hogy ő láthatatlan.
Another person may say, oh, this means that he has no body. And this is true about Sri Krishna. He has no material body. But in another sense, it describes a greater quality of Sri Krishna. That Lord Krishna becomes overwhelmed with the love of his pure devotees. So, Lord Chaitanya has described this beautiful personality, Krishna. And as Srila Sivaram Swami has said, the purpose of Krishna consciousness is to become conscious of this person.
És a Krishna, hogy a Krishna tudat célja, hogy tudatosak legyünk erről a személyről.
So to become conscious of Krishna.
Tudatosak legyünk Krishnáról.
To see Krishna everywhere.
Hogy mindenhol lássuk Krishna.
And to always engage in Sri Krishna service.
És mindig lefoglaljuk magunkat Krishna szolgálatában.
When Lord Krishna speaks to Arjuna, he recommends to Arjuna that the mind should always be attached to him. And then he gives some preliminary instruction on how our minds can always be attached to Krishna and conscious of Krishna.
És ad előzetes utasításokat arra, hogy hogyan lehet az ember mindig Krisnával kapcsolatban lefoglalva.
He tells Arjuna.
Azt mondja Arjunának.
All of the elements of nature come from me.
A természet összes eleme tőlem jön.
So therefore, when you see these elements of nature, remember me.
Tehát amikor látod a természetnek az elemeit, akkor emlékezz rám.
He says, the sun is my energy.
A nap az én energiám.
So when you see the brilliant sun or you feel the warmth of the sun, know that it is me.
Amikor látod a ragyogó napot, vagy érzed a melegét, akkor tudhatod, hogy az én vagyok.
He says, I am the taste of water.
Azt mondja, én vagyok a víz íze.
He says, so many points he makes like that.
Olyan sok ilyen pontot ír le.
So, we should question, is that the consciousness, is that the Krishna consciousness of the pure devotees of the Lord?
Akkor kérdezhetjük, hogy ez a tiszta baktáknak a Krishna tudata?
That they're seeing Krishna in the fire, or they're seeing Krishna in the wind, or they're seeing Krishna in the water. You see. But it's described that for those souls who have awakened their devotional love for Sri Krishna, they will actually see Krishna everywhere. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena The eyes are smeared with the ointment of love. And their eyes are imbued with devotion. Their eyes are imbued, they're full of devotion. So everywhere they look, they see Shamsundar. And a nice example has been given. The example is of the husband and the wife. There is a very responsible husband. And there is a very dutiful and loving wife. Husband is performing all of his duties as grihastha. And he is providing so nicely for wife. And wife is appreciating. So she is performing all of her family duties very perfectly. Husband is giving so many nice gifts. So many saris and so much gold. So when the husband is coming home from his duties, the wife is putting the best sari and the most beautiful ornaments. So when the husband returns home, his mind will be very peaceful. So he enters his home. And then he looks at his wife. But it's not that he simply sees the beautiful sari or the fine ornaments and jewels. But he sees beyond that. And he sees that lovely and kind person who is his wife. So in the same way, the great devotees of the Lord, they see within the very soul of creation, and they see Shamsundar.
teremtésnek a szívét Shyamasundara.
So this is Krishna consciousness.
Ez a Krishna tudat.
And it's been described. It has been described.
Ez le volt írva.
That type of Krishna consciousness is something rare to attain.
Ezt a fajta Krishna tudatot nagyon ritka, hogy elérik.
Rupa Goswami has written that type of Krishna consciousness cannot be attained by the performance of pious activities in millions of births and deaths. But that type of Krishna consciousness can only be attained if one becomes very, very eager. And the key for attaining that eagerness, again, is to chant Hare Krishna and hear about Krishna in the association of pure devotees of the Lord. You see, when in the Bhagavatam it's described that when Jad Bharat, he was questioned by Maharaj Rahugana. And Maharaj Rahugana was saying, how did you attain this knowledge? How did you come to this level of realization of God? And Jad Bharat told him. He said, I didn't come to this position by performing austerities. He said, I didn't come to this position by being a paka grihasta. Or paka sannyasi. He said, I didn't come to this position by submerging myself in cold water. I didn't come to this position by putting fire around my body. He said, but I came to this position by taking the dust of the lotus feet of pure devotees and smearing that on my body. This Krishna Prema Bhakti, it is the commodity, or it is the possession of the pure devotees of the Lord. So therefore we should humbly approach pure devotees. Hear the instructions. Render service. Submit ourselves. Chant the holy name in great ecstasy in the association of so many wonderful pure devotees of the Lord.
Nagy extázisban énekeljük a szemnevet olyan sok szép bakkájával együtt.
And then that intense eagerness or greed to actually attain that Shamsundar and the service of Shamsundar and the service of Shamsundar's eternal associates, that type of greed will awaken from the heart.
Akkor a szívben fölébred az a fajta mohóság és eltökéltség, hogy
So by the grace of Radha Shyamasundara and by the grace of Govardhana Lal and by the grace of Gornataraj and by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and by the grace of Srila Sivaram Swami, we have all come together again here at New Brajadam. And we have that opportunity to try to awaken that intense greed and feeling for the service of Radhesham. We can just think that we are like those grains of wheat that are in the field. And wheat, just like the grains of wheat in a short time, in another month, they will all be scorched, so dark golden color by the harsh rays of the sun.
A napnak a sugarai megperzselték ezeket a búzaszemeket.
Olyan lesz, hogy egy hónap múlva mivel lesz?
Egy hónap múlva olyanak lesz, mint a búzaszemek, amiket megperzseltenek.
We have been scorched also.
Minket is megperzselt.
By the fire of our bad desires.
A rossz vágyaink perzseltek meg bennünket.
But here in the association of so many wonderful devotees.
De itt olyan sok csodálatos bhakta társaságában.
Then the rains of Krishna's mercy can fall upon us.
Krishna kegyének az esője letüvesni ránk.
And in that way our bhava and our prema can become nourished.
És akkor így a bhavánk és prémánkat tudja táplálni.
Okay. Shishi Radha Shamsundar ki
Jai
Dad Maharaj ki
Jai
Premanandi
Hari Hari Go Shadu Shadu. Akkor csak átmegyünk, meglátogatjuk anyukákat, és aztán megyünk templomba. Köszönjük oda.